How's it going, James?
Almost ready, baby.
Oh, the plants are going to look real nice on that stand. And they're going to grow better, too, knowing that somebody cares enough about them to build them their own little home.
What are you talking about, Florida?
Plant book. It says that plants are very sensitive, and when they know you love them, they'll just blossom.
Yeah, well, in that case, let's do it upright. I'll break out the muscatel and give them a real housewarming.
James, plants don't blossom on muscatel.
No, but I do. Them plants can continue to get high on fertilizer.
Well, I got the slip covers finished. Oh, James, everything is looking so good. I'm getting so excited.
Oh, now, baby, I know how important this contest is to you, but don't you think you went overboard a little bit? I mean, the money you spent for them slip covers, you could have made yourself a new dress.
I saved money, James. Huh? The sofa takes less material than I do.
Don't you go putting yourself down here, because I like you just the way you are. There's plenty to hug, plenty to squeeze.
Oh, James.
And I know there's always enough left over for next time.
You sure know how to make a Weight Watcher dropout feel good.
Ma, I got my room spotless, and I even got my lipstick stains off of my autographed picture of Stevie Wonder.
That's what I call clean. Come on, help me put this on the couch.
Oh, Ma, it's beautiful. Yeah, we're sure to get the first prize this year. I know this is the best-looking apartment in the whole building.
Well, I don't know, baby. The competition's pretty stiff this year. Mr. and Mrs. Russell got a genuine antique umbrella stand from Montgomery Ward. Now, that's gonna be pretty hard to top.
I still think we'll win. Anything else you want me to do, Mom?
Well, you could clean the inside of the stove.
Oh, Ma.
Oh, Thelma. Well, a loving daughter is the next best thing to a self-cleaning oven. Oh, James, just look at this place. I know exactly where I'm going to put the plaque.
Now, baby, you got to win it before you hang it. Now, look, I don't want to be no killjoy, but in this world, you got to be prepared for the fact that it ain't what you do, but who you know.
James, I feel too good to let you rain on my parade. Now, I know that the important thing in the contest is how good things look. And Mrs. Vinson is the head of the committee, and she is as honest as the day is long.
Yeah, that's the same thing they said about them people in Washington. You notice how short their day's been getting lately? Look the way you like them?
Put the philodendron on top.
Now, which one is that? I don't know a philodendron from a collard green.
This one is the prettiest one. I didn't mean that, all the rest of you plants. I love you all, and I think each and every one of you is beautiful.
Maybe you're talking to them plants like they understand you.
They do, James. You'd be surprised.
I guess you're right. Them turnip greens we had for dinner talked back to me all last night.
Yeah, cost me $1.95. Boy, them plants eating better than we do. Why don't we just sprinkle a little grits on them?
JJ, the plants don't like that kind of talk. Now, I'm sure you've upset them, so I want you to go over there and tell them you are sorry.
Me to apologize to a plant? Pardon me, plant. I'm sorry if I said anything to offend you. Hey, since I'm making a formal apology, don't you think I should be introduced formally first?
Okay. I'd like you to meet my smart, elegant son, James Jr. This is a philodendron. That's a Boston fern. This is a freckle plant.
And that's an African ballad.
Hello there, Philadelphia. Hello there, Boston Fern. Hello there, Speckled Plant. And as for you, African Violet, right on, bro.
That's better.
Well, if y'all excuse me, I have to go to the bathroom now. See, that's where us human beings...
JJ!
Well, goodbye, plants. And goodbye, my African Violet.
Hi, Florida.
Hi.
Are you ready for this? Ta-da!
What have you got there?
Two adorable goldfish to put the finishing touches to your house. Beautiful.
Oh, Lona, they are beautiful.
And Mr. and Mrs. Evans, I'd like you to meet Ozzy and Howie.
Precious.
Ain't they? Now, this one's Ozzy and that one's Harriet. Or is this one Ozzy and that one Harriet? I can't tell the difference. But they ain't got no problem because they can.
Well, Lona, your bread ain't baked.
Oh, it really is nice. But, Lona, you shouldn't have spent the money.
What money? I got the bowl wholesale, and Ozzy costs what? 35 cents, and Harriet costs 50 cents.
How come Harriet costs more than Ozzy?
Because Ozzy just swims around the bowl. Harriet lays the eggs. Got everybody working, haven't you?
Got to get it together.
Well, I'm glad to see the house looking so good, because I got news for you.
What?
The judging committee is coming around this afternoon.
This afternoon?
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure of that?
Mm-hmm.
How did you find out?
They don't call me the Rona Barrett of the projects for nothing.
Well, Lona, how did you find out?
All right, you know Miss Vincent, the head of the committee?
Mm-hmm.
Well, her husband has a brother who's married to some chick, who has a father-in-law, who has a nephew who's a real handsome dude. Took me dancing at the Ambassador East last night.
Oh, and he told you about it?
No. I overheard it in the laundry. But I just wanted you all to know I was dancing at the Ambassador East last night.
Lona, you're too much.
Better than not enough. Well, I gotta go. Uh-oh, almost forgot.
What?
Here is some food for the fishes.
Good.
And when you feed them Florida, make sure you give more to Harry.
Why?
Because the man at the fish store says she was pregnant. She may be eating for 46. Oh. See y'all later.
Okay, Lona. And thanks again, huh?
All right, good luck.
Thank you.
You know something, baby? Y'all too much for me. How you supposed to know which one of them fish is Harriet?
Oh, that's simple. If one of them gets up in the middle of the night and wants chocolate crackers and sauerkraut, that's Harriet.
You know, your loaf could use another 10 minutes, too.
Hello there, vegetation. I'm back from the bathroom. Hey, where'd we get them goldfish from?
Well, Lona brought them to brighten up the place a little bit.
Suppose I had to talk to them, too.
Well, they're living things. It wouldn't hurt to say something nice to them.
Okay. Hello, little gold brothers. May the water in your bowl always be wet.
Move your easel.
Fixing up the apartment and winning first prize mean that much, huh, Ma?
Well, it isn't just the first prize. It's taking pride in your surroundings and trying to make things look better.
Now, baby, I told you not to get your hopes up too high here. I mean, just because you're the best filly in the race don't mean there might not be a fix on.
James, I just know all this work ain't going for nothing. We just got to win the first prize.
All right.
Mama, Daddy, can I ask you an important question? If you meet a brother on the street who was tired, hungry, and had no place to go, would you help him?
I guess so. That would be the Christian thing to do.
I thought so, Mama. Come on in, brother.
Matt the Wino? Oh, not in my apartment today. Thelma, open the windows.
That won't be enough. I'll get the lights off.
Michael, come here. Why, of all people, and why of all times did you bring Ned the wino into this house today?
Well, Mama, he was lying in the gutter.
That ain't nothing new. We've been stepping on him for years. He's the closest thing the projects have to a national monument.
Michael, come here a minute, son. Now, we can't help this brother. He's a hopeless drunk.
I may be drunk, but I'm not helpless. Could a helpless man do that?
Get that man off my new covers.
Junior, come on. Help him up. He's in there. Look, huh? It's gonna be all right. See, Michael, we all know he's a wino. He's been on the grape for years, and he won't get off.
That's right. His name's engraved in the Ripple Hall of Fame.
Michael, honey, you just got to get him out of here.
Mama, I had a long talk with him, and he promised he'd give up drinking and dry out.
That's right. I promise.
Easy, man.
All he needs is someone to help him. Mama, if he could just spend a few days here, he'd be all right.
A few days? Well, Lorna just told us that the committee will be here in a few minutes.
Michael, in order to help a man, the man's got to want to help himself.
But, Daddy, he does want to help himself.
Oh, yeah? Well, let's see about that. Ned?
Huh?
There's almost a full bottle of Muscatel in the kitchen cabinet. You're welcome to it if you want it.
No, James. I said I was gonna dry out, and that's what I'm... Almost a full bottle, huh?
Yeah, help yourself.
No, I promised Michael.
I told you he meant it. We can make a new man out of him. What do you say, Mama?
Honey, we just got to play spick and span. The committee is due here any minute. Oh, Michael, you pick such a bad time to be a good Samaritan.
Well, Mama, you always told us we were put on this earth to help others. Daddy, if we don't help them out, who will?
Look, folks, you don't have to bother. I don't blame you for not wanting me here.
Oh, wait!
I wouldn't drink that stuff if I was you, lady. It's got fish in it.
Hold it, man. Michael, tell him he can stay.
Really, Mom?
James, get out the Muscatel.
For Ned?
No, for somebody who really needed me.
Get one more down now, Ned. Come on.
Come on, Mom. Ned, you've got to eat something so we can get you sober.
What is this stuff?
It's something you haven't tasted in a long while. It's called food.
Try one more now. Come on, that's it.
I can't eat anymore. It's taking my stomach by surprise.
Yeah, I bet your liver wants to know what the hell's going on, too.
Milk down.
Milk? Oh, no, I couldn't.
Oh, yes, you could. Just make believe it's white Muscatel.
Okay. Mm-hmm. By the time he gets it to his mouth, it's gonna be a milkshake.
All the way.
Come on, Nick.
All right, then. I guess he ain't used to drinking nothing don't come out of brown paper bag.
Well, if he's through eating, y'all clean him up.
Come on, Michael. Junior, give me a hand. We'll get him off to the bathroom.
Bathroom? You better off we just took off all his clothes and ran him through the car wash.
JJ.
Nobody will notice. They probably just think he's streaking.
James, will you try and hurry him in there? And while you're in it, explain to him about the contest and the committee coming over?
You don't have to worry, lady. I won't do anything to embarrass you.
Ned, the bathroom is this way.
then that's the way I'll go then.
All right, come on, here we go.
Get him up.
Come on, Julie. Lift him up. Here we go.
David?
You're gonna make it.
Latest bulletin. The judging committee's on the 16th floor. And... is that who I think it is?
That's him.
Ned DeWino.
You know, I didn't even recognize him. I never saw him vertical before.
You may never see him vertical again.
Don't worry, Ma. We get him cleaning. We have to sandblast him.
Florida. Honey, you know the committee's gonna be here any minute. And if they see Ned, you ain't gonna have a chance.
Don't I know it?
Daddy and the boys are gonna get him cleaned up, Mom.
Cleaned up? With all that dirt on him? It would be simpler and faster if you dropped a couple of seeds on him and turned him into a planter.
He'd be the only real potted plant in the project.
It's gonna be all right, Mom.
Thelma's right. Ain't nothing lost. We still got time to get him out of here if you want to.
Oh, no. We promised to help him, and that's what we're gonna do. James, y'all hurry up in there. If we lose, well, there's always next year. Right, Thelma?
Right, Mom.
All right.
Baby, we may win yet. I'm gonna go scrounge in my closet, see can I find some old clothes for him. I bet you we have him looking more respectable than any of them judges he's been up before.
Oh, James, that's sweet.
Hey.
Huh? James! What was that for?
That's for being a whole lot of woman. And I don't mean weight, neither.
Haven't they cleaned up Ned yet, Ma?
Nope. I think it's taking them a little longer than they figured.
Babe, we about got him ready. He'd have been ready sooner, but we lost 5 minutes trying to get them gray socks off.
5 minutes?
Yeah, we found out he wasn't wearing none. Rusty!
Well, he's ready. We washed off all the dirt that wasn't moving and killed everything that was.
Michael, bring him up for a grand entrance.
That this Ned was hiding underneath that other Ned.
Well, Ned, you look fine, man. I bet you feel better, too, don't you? Ned? You all right, Ned?
You're so clean and going into a state of shock.
Come on over here and sit down. I think you'd be more comfortable staring from here. Now, look, let's sit down. Look, when the committee gets here, Ned... Hey, Ned, if you can hear me, just wiggle a finger. That's close enough, Ned.
Ooh, that must be the committee. Lord, if you ain't too busy, please stick around for a while. Mrs. Vincent.
Oh, Mrs. Evans, how are you?
Good evening. Come right in.
Good evening.
I guess you all know my husband, James.
Mr. Evans.
How are you?
And those are my children.
Hi.
And this is my cousin. He's visiting us from Mississippi.
Well, now, isn't that funny? I could have sworn it was Ned DeWino.
Oh.
Same profile, same mustache, same breath.
Now, why don't you folks check the other rooms? I'll take care of this area.
Very lovely, Mrs. Evans. The slipcover is beautiful.
So are the plants.
So are the children.
Well, your apartment certainly seems...
Something wrong with your cousin?
No, he's just trying to tie a shoelace. Michael, want to give cousin a hand with a shoelace, please? Your cuz got a little touch of lumbago.
The bathrooms are beautiful and the bedroom is immaculate.
Then I don't think there's any doubt. You're the winner, Mrs. Evans.
Just a minute, Mrs. Vincent. We promised Russell we'd go back and take another look at their apartment.
It's my belief as chairperson that this is by far the best kept and most charming apartment. If you don't agree, you tell Mr. and Mrs. Evans.
Mrs. Evans,
I'm happy to inform you that you've won first prize.
Oh, my
Let's go.
Oh, let me
go. Bye now. Bye-bye. Bye, Mrs. Vincent.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Well, that's supposed to be the rule, but as usual, you're the exception. And you really deserve it, babe, because you did one fine job on this apartment.
And don't forget, we also made a fine new person out of Ned.
James, will you straighten up that fine new person?
Mrs. Vincent. Mrs. Evans, I just had to come back and tell you one more thing.
Uh-huh.
You know, it was very close between your apartment and the Russells.
Yes.
But one thing made me decide in your favor.
Oh, what was that?
The way you cleaned up Ned.
Mrs. Vincent, I know there's a resemblance, but like I told you, this is my cousin.
Evans, believe me when I tell you, I would know Ned the wino anywhere.
How could you be so sure?
He's my husband.
Lord, have mercy.
Once I saw the way you cleaned up Ned, I didn't have to look at the apartment.
You didn't?
Do you realize this is the first time in 8 years I don't mind taking this man home with me? Just the way you left it, Ned. My mama's still living with us. The girls still come over 3 times a week to play hearts. And I'm still taking my vocal lessons.
Oh, please, if you have any charity in your heart.
Well, James, now I not only got pull in the projects, but thanks to Ned, I also got connections in the gutter.
Well, here it is.
Yeah. That plaque is going to look real nice up there.
Yeah, and that's something we can all be proud of,
huh? Amen.
Hello, Ma.
Hi.
Hello, Michael. Hello, Thelma. Hey. Hello, Dad. Hello, plaque. Hello, plants. Hello, Ozzy. Hello, Harriet. Hey, what's them little things swimming around in there?
Harriet just gave birth to 7 new babies.
Fine thing. You leave the house for a half hour and you got 7 new dudes to say hello to. Hello, Susan. Hello, Brenda. Hello, Ricky. Hello, David.
Hello,